Nearly a year ago, the Idaho Attorney General's office released an opinion to try and clarify whether selling aerial fireworks to the public was illegal. This was not a ban on aerial fireworks or a new law, and that caused considerable confusion because the opinion released was a legal opinion and not law, and because the AG's office does not enforce Idaho's fireworks laws. Each county and its law agencies will have to decide if and how they will respond to the sale of aerial fireworks. Just last week, Boise Fire Chief Dennis Doan shared his plans to seek restitution from buyers and sellers of illegal fireworks if they start a fire in Boise. Now, despite this announcement, there has been no change in laws pertaining to the sale of aerial fireworks. So here to talk with us today about Idaho's fireworks laws is Boise Fire Chief Dennis Doan. And on the phone with us, University of Idaho College of Law Professor Jessica Gunder. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Are you there, Jessica?
Yes.
Hi. Oh, good. Okay. Hi. Hello. I want to start with you, Chief Doan. First off, just explain to people, what is an aerial firework?
Mm-hmm. So it's pretty simple. In Idaho Code 392601, it defines what a non-aerial or an aerial firework is. And it says that anything that travels outside of 15-foot diameter circle and that it can't fly or the sparks can't go more than 20 feet. And it also says it can't be a firework, meaning firecracker or a jumping jack. If any explodes or flies in the air, it's an illegal firework.
So something like a sparkler,
yeah.
You can have a traditional sparkler,
mm-hmm. yep.
but those, we've all seen them, mm-hmm. those big fireworks that yep. shoot up in the air in somebody's driveway.
Uh-huh. And it doesn't even have to be big. A firecracker is illegal in Idaho, and a bottle rocket is illegal in Idaho. So if it says safe and sane, then you can purchase those.
So that's what you need to look for.
Yeah, look for that.
All right. And at issue is the legality of aerial fireworks. So right now, a lot of vendors sell these types of fireworks by asking buyers to just sign a waiver that says they won't light them off in Idaho. Jessica, are aerial fireworks actually illegal in our state?
Well, you know, I mean, that process of signing the paper doesn't change the law. And the law right now says what type of fireworks can be sold and when they can be sold to different people. And right now we have a statute that says we can't be selling to consumers anything that falls in that category of not being a safe and sane firework.
All right. So I like what you just said. Even though you sign a waiver, that doesn't change the law. And Chief Doan, is that what you run into in the summer? Yeah. Is someone saying, well, I signed a waiver?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's two issues on this. So what has happened is the vendors have taken, so there's an entire code that talks about safe and sane, illegal, legal fireworks and how you sell them. At the very end, it says exceptions. And it says for noisemakers, for flares, for blank cartridges. And there's this one line that says for the importation, storage and sale of fireworks for export from this state or interstate commerce in fireworks. Now, the vendors are saying, I'm selling them to people outside of the state. Look, they're signing a waiver that they're buying it to use outside of state. And that's what they've been hanging their hat on. But we asked, Senator Marianne Jordan asked an attorney general opinion about that exceptions language. And he said that is not a loophole. That is what they were trying to say. And the attorney general, the deputy attorney general, mm-hmm. Paul Panther, says that that is not a legal sale of fireworks. So we have the attorney general's office saying that is not a loophole. And that's what I've been saying from the beginning. So vendors have been violating the law and continue. If they sell to them, that exception was for wholesale. If you have a business that's selling to somebody outside the state, not for retail. And that's what the attorney general's office agreed with. Does that make sense?
That does make sense. And Jessica, I wanted to bring you into that as well. So a lot of times, you know, people try to find that loophole. And what does that mean with the attorney general's office giving an opinion? Now, as we said, I mean, they don't enforce the law, but this was a fairly strongly worded opinion.
It is. Yeah, you know, the Attorney General is required by Idaho Code 67-1401 to provide legal opinions when they get certain requests. And so that was what this opinion came out as a result of, that request. Now, what isn't it? It doesn't have the force of law. It doesn't change any laws. The AG even issued a statement after the opinion was released and said it's not a ban, it's not a ruling, it's not a decision or directive. But so what is it? Well, it's an analysis. It's their legal opinion on Idaho's existing fireworks law. And it's important to note that even though, you know, no, this isn't a ruling, no, this isn't a ban, the Idaho Supreme Court has said that these sorts of opinions, while they're not binding on the court, they're entitled to consideration. So this is something that courts will look at when they're evaluating the law and trying to analyze this, if these sorts of cases are brought.
I'm speaking with Boise Fire Chief Dennis Doan and University of Idaho College of Law Professor Jessica Gunder. We're talking about aerial fireworks and the legality behind them. Chief Doan, you have said if a fire is started with illegal aerial fireworks, that you will seek restitution, mm-hmm. not just from the individual that mm-hmm. caused the fire, but from the vendor. Can you talk about how that works? And also, this is something new that you just came out with, because it's usually going after the person that set the fire exclusively.
Correct. With this opinion, I believe that vendors are selling fireworks illegally. They're selling illegal fireworks. And we ask for restitution if somebody starts a fire with illegal fireworks, uses Roman candles, just like the Table Rock fire. That was $400,000 of restitution. I am going to, if we can track it back to a seller, I'm going to ask for the same thing. Again, I don't make that decision. A judge will make that decision when we're asking for restitution, but I will be asking for restitution from both of them. And that's why I say buyer and seller beware, that you can be saddled with a huge bill, and it's happened a lot in Idaho. And I think both the buyer and seller need to know that and be ready for it.
And Jessica, from a legal standpoint, Chief Doan said, you know, he can't make the decision to you know, go after someone. He can ask a judge for restitution. Talk a little bit about that legal process, because, you know, would this be just a citation, or could it be something larger than that?
Yes. Well, you know, the opinion leaves unclear whether it's illegal for private citizens to buy aerial fireworks, whether that in and of itself. But it certainly is a misdemeanor for an individual to shoot one of these fireworks in Idaho. And if damage results, certainly that individual would be paying resulting costs. We've seen that time and time again, where people are paying just thousands and thousands of dollars that result from the cost of these wildfires. Retailers, then, on the other hand, now we have kind of this new question that's presented by this opinion. And so we know that there's a $100 fine for them on the first offense. That fine extrapolates to $1,000 and potential jail is what it looks like for subsequent offenses. And now we have jurisdictions saying that they might seek restitution, which again, would be potential huge financial liability for a company that decided to go ahead and continue selling these to individuals now that we have this opinion kind of interpreting the law in this way.
And Chief Doan, we're talking about fireworks. A lot of people might think, like, it's a firework. Why is this such a big deal? Talk to me about why this is actually such a big deal.
You know, it's been weird, this whole issue. This issue found me. I didn't find it. And, you know, even as a firefighter and a fire chief, you know, we would go out and we'd put out the fires. We'd see the devastation and we all the people getting injured. But since we've started this, since the foothills burned, since these homes burned down, since I've watched apartment buildings burn down and people losing their home, I've gotten very passionate about it. And also since then, I have had so many people walk up to me in the streets and say, you know what, my dogs, you know, thank you for pursuing this, because I lose my dog. My child is autistic. And do you know what this does to my family? Thank you so much for helping me. I've had veterans come to me with PTSD and say, 4th of July is just hell for me. And that is really what has carried me through this. Not only do I believe that it's my job to help protect our community from fire and the devastation that caused, but all the people that are being affected by this. And, you know, I understand personal freedoms, and I understand we live in Idaho, and I am not anti-4th of July. But when does our personal freedom to set these fireworks off infringe on somebody else's right to be safe, to have a home that isn't going to burn down, to have foothills that aren't charred, to have a peaceful night? And when somebody that has auditory problems has to sit through that and the effects it has on that family, you know, when are we gonna stop and think about what we're doing to our neighbors?
And also, there are parts of Boise where it is you cannot even have fireworks.
Correct.
So talk about that, especially for people. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of people moving into the area, yeah, may not be aware of the fact that there, mm-hmm, are specific locations where not only are aerial fireworks, yeah, illegal, you cannot have fireworks in certain parts of the capital city.
Correct. And really, you know, there's a map online, but it's anything in the foothills, mm-hmm, or below it. It's kind of a hill road, kind of comes down the Warm Springs Mesa. If you think of that line that goes along the foothills, anything above that, you can't have it for obvious reasons. And so no fireworks at all. And you obviously can't have aerial fireworks.
How important is it for you to bring out such a strong message, mm-hmm, about not just the buyer, but, yeah, the vendor?
Well, I think it's important for them to think about what they're doing. You know, what are we doing in our community and the vendors to sell something to somebody that you know is not going out of state? What are we teaching our children? Let's go sign and perjure ourselves, and let's just say we're not going to do it, and let's do something illegal. What are we teaching our families and our children? I mean, this is supposed to be a family value state. That's what we're going to do. We're going to sign something and perjure ourselves and just do it anyway and not care about our neighbors. I just think that if people just stop and think for just a minute what they're doing to our community, maybe we can change some habits around here.
Well, I want to thank my guest today for talking about this. It's been a confusing issue, so, mm-hmm, I hope that people can understand it a little bit better. My guest today, Boise Fire Chief Dennis Doan and University of Idaho College of Law Professor Jessica Gunder. Thank you so, yeah, much, both of you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely.